don't make the agreement. It probably felt pretty good to take a bunch of your old stuff, decide that you weren't going to do anything with it, and just toss it into the trash. One way to handle an incompletion in your world is just to say no. You'd lighten up if you would just lower your standards. If you didn't care so much about things being up to a certain level, your parenting, your school system, your team's morale, the software code, you'd have fewer things to do. I doubt you're going to lower your standards. But once you really understand what it means, you'll probably make fewer agreements. I know I did. I used to make a lot of them just to win people's approval. When I realized the price I was paying on the back end for not keeping those agreements, I became a lot more conscious about the ones I made. One insurance executive I worked with described the major benefit he derived from implementing this system. Previously, I would just tell everyone, "Sure, I'll do it," because I didn't know how much I really had to do. Now that I've got the inventory clear and complete, just to maintain my integrity, I have had to say, "No, I can't do that. I'm sorry." The amazing thing is that instead of being upset with my refusal, everyone was impressed by my discipline. Another client, an entrepreneur in the personal coaching business, recently told me that making an inventory of his work had eliminated a huge amount of worry and stress from his life. The discipline of putting everything he had his attention on into his in-basket caused him to reconsider what he really wanted to do anything about. If he wasn't willing to toss a note about it into in, he just let it go. I consider that very mature thinking. One of the best things about this whole method is that when you really take the responsibility to capture and track what's on your mind, you'll think twice about making commitments internally that you don't really need or want to make. Not being aware of all you have to do is much like having a credit card for which you don't know the balance or the limit. It's a lot easier to be irresponsible. Complete the agreement. Of course, another way to get rid of the negative feelings about your stuff is to just finish it and be able to mark it off as done. You actually love to do things as long as you get the feeling that you've completed something. If you've begun to complete less than 2-minute actions as they surface in your life, I'm sure you can attest to the psychological benefit. Most of my clients feel fantastic after just a couple of hours of processing their piles just because of how many things they accomplish using the 2-minute rule. One of your better weekends may be spent just finishing up a lot of little errands and tasks that have accumulated around your house and in your personal life. Invariably, when you capture all the open loops, little and big, and see them on a list in front of you, some part of you will be inspired or creatively disgusted or intimidated enough to go knock them off the list. We all seem to be starved for a win. It's great to satisfy that by giving yourself doable tasks you can start and finish easily. Have you ever completed something that wasn't initially on a list, so you wrote it down and checked it off? Then you know what I mean. There's another issue here, however. How would you feel if your list and your stack were totally and successfully completed? You'd probably be bouncing off the ceiling, full of creative energy. Of course, within 3 days, guess what you'd have? Right, another list, and probably an even bigger one. You'd feel so good about finishing all your stuff, you'd likely take on bigger, more ambitious things to do. Not only that, but if you have a boss, what do you think he or she is going to do after noticing the high levels of competency and productivity you're demonstrating? Right again, give you more things to do. It's the catch-22 of professional development. The better you get, the better you'd better get. So, since you're not going to significantly lower your standards or stop creating more things to do, you'd better get comfortable with the third option if you want to keep from stressing yourself out.